Tim Versalotti is the director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and a guy we love to have on WAMC because he really, as my ex-student of many, many years ago used to say, Vinny used to say, is that the way it is? So anyway, he would ask our guests, is that the way it is? And I have a couple of, is that the way it is questions for you. Right now, the polling on Trump's re-election campaign shows him underwater in many of the states where he won the last time. What should we take of that?
I would say let's take it with a big grain of salt. So we know, looking back in 2016, Trump lost the national vote by 3 points and yet prevailed in the Electoral College. If you were to treat this election as a series of state elections, as we always should when we're talking about the Electoral College, it's conceivable that the president could lose the national vote by as many as 5 percentage points and still put together the 270 votes needed to prevail in the Electoral College. So I would be very cautious about that. Now, the polling data that we're seeing in some of the swing states that were critical to the Trump victory in 2016 are not strong for him. So Pennsylvania, for example, Michigan, for example, some of that data is a bit old, though, and what we're seeing instead are inferences based on presidential job approval in these states. And again, I'm a little leery about that if you're not comparing the candidate to an opponent, if you're just asking about the person in isolation. But be that as it may, as most pundits and political experts and political scientists would say, better to be above, say, 45% than below. And what we're seeing in a number of states is that the president's job approval is fairly low right now.
So who is he most at risk with? We keep hearing about suburban housewives, for example. Can you separate the wheat from the chaff here for us?
So I've seen some of the same news coverage, and the argument is that white women in the suburbs are losing their attraction to the president because of, and here we speculate more than know for sure, the drama surrounding the president, statements about race, about immigration, about the state of the country, and there may be just a general Trump fatigue. You know, Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado, who's running for the Democratic nomination for the president, said one of his selling points would be Americans could go weeks at a time without thinking about him. Not a good thing if you're a candidate for the nomination, but if you're in office, perhaps. And what he was trying to get at was this sort of Trump fatigue that the nation might be feeling.
But that works both ways, doesn't that work both ways, Tim Versalotti? In other words, yeah, Trump fatigue, we don't want to hear about this guy anymore, so we're turning it off out of our minds. That could either be good for Trump or bad for Trump.
Right. During the cycle, during the election cycle, it could certainly be good for Trump. Bennett was trying to make the argument that once you're in office, you focus on governing as opposed to constantly attempting to capture the public's attention. White suburban women, there is some concern there. White college educated voters have not been in the Trump camp at all. They weren't in 2016, and they aren't now in increasing numbers. And so what this suggests is this is a base election. Is there enough base for Trump to turn out in just enough states to put together a victory? And that clearly is the strategy that his campaign is pursuing. They are not reaching across the aisle. They are not moderating their message. They are not making an appeal for the middle ground in America. They are ramping up that base as best they can because they believe that is their path to victory.
Leaves me a question, Tim Versalotti, that we get at WAMC all the time, which is, okay, how many people who are in the Democratic camp base, people of color, people Hispanic, people who generally have been regarded as the key to victory for the Democrats, who don't vote? How do you get those folks to vote? Because if they did vote, and if they voted at more than a 50% rate, for example, or whatever we expect, the Democrats would win.
Yeah, and I think what people are talking about in particular are African American voters who were obviously critical to Obama's two election victories, but who did not turn out in as high a percentage for Hillary Clinton in 2016. So the Democrats have to appeal to bread and butter issues. They've got to talk about health care. They've got to talk about the economy. There are some concerns right now about where the economy is headed. They've got to play to those issues to turn out the African American vote. The Latino vote, which of course is critical in places like Arizona, like Colorado, like New Mexico, like Nevada, that's probably more of a straightforward group to mobilize because of the debate over immigration, not just illegal immigration, but now legal immigration as well. And so African-American voters are critical. And here's where Joe Biden seems to be lapping the rest of the field. He continues to have very strong support among African-American voters. There are few state-level polls where we can see critical masses of black voters, but one is South Carolina, which will be the fourth state to vote in at the end of February in the primary and caucus schedule. And Biden remains very strong among African-American voters there.
You know
and
why?
When you ask, Oh, yeah. So Jonathan Capehart, an op-ed writer for The Washington Post, wrote a very personal column recently. He talked about going back to North Carolina for a family reunion. Capehart is African American, and he was talking to his relatives, so not a representative sample, not anything scientific, very anecdotal, but saying, why Biden? Why Biden? Biden, why not Kamala Harris? Why not Cory Booker? Why not the African American candidates in the race? And relative after relative said, we need to get Trump out of the White House. We need the candidate who's going to be most effective at doing that. And we don't think it's going to be a woman. And we don't think it's going to be a person of color. We need a white man. And right now that looks like Joe Biden.
That leads me to, I'm so sorry for being impatient, but you have so many answers that, you know, it's fascinating to me. That leads me to the question of why it is that people see Trump as vulnerable. I guess what I really want to ask is the midterm elections, which return the House of Representatives to the Democrats. I hear, we duke this out all the time, from on our morning panel, I hear all the time, it was the issues, Alan, it was the issues, it was health care, it was this or that. I say, no, it was the fact that people are disgusted with Trump. And that was an anti-Trump vote. Maybe it was both. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it could very well have been both. Healthcare was at the top of the list of issues that people cared about in 2018, and it continues to be, certainly in the Democratic primary campaign, but also, again, this desire to create some constitutional check to President Trump, at least in terms of turning the House back over to the Democrats. So it could have been both of those factors there. But again, I think Jonathan Capehart was onto something. People look back to 2016 when the Democrats put up a highly qualified woman against Donald Trump, and she just couldn't get over the finish line. And so they look at the many capable women in the Democratic field right now, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, and say, we just don't think the country is ready. And it's got to be a man. It's got to be a white man. The voters don't see an Obama in the current Democratic field. And so the default is Joe Biden. And so it's up to his opponents to convince otherwise.
So I want to thank Tim Bersolotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, for as usual, being here. I want to make it clear that when you say they don't trust that a woman can win, that ain't Tim Bersolotti talking. That's the polling data.
That's the data. Yeah. My personal views aside, this is what we're seeing in the country right now. And there are lots of passionate folks who would say, no, this is the year, this is the year of the woman for many reasons, and we're going to prove you wrong. And that could very well be. But that's the state of things right now, I think. That's my best estimate.
Tim Versalotti, love having you on the show. And when we come back the next time, I got lots of other questions for you.
Well, I look forward to it.